biggest conversation. LBC 97.3.
One of the things that came up was homelessness. And this was a question, and this was Bojo's answer.
I'd like to ask what progress has been made on helping rough sleepers to try and eradicate rough sleeping prior to the Olympics.
And we've raised the number of people who aren't spending a second night out to, I think, 80%. Is that right, Rick? He's putting his thumb up. I think I got it right. 80% of those who come on the streets are now helped off the streets almost immediately. So you catch them first bounce, as it were.
I thought that was a really interesting answer. First off, is that reflective of your experience? Hazel's in Wandsworth. Hazel, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm very well. Listen, thanks for calling up. I believe you used to live on the streets.
Yes, yeah, from 2006. I got rehoused about 2 years ago, which for me was, I was very lucky because I got rehoused under Lambeth Housing. But for a long time, I was at the back of the queue because I'm a single woman. I don't have children or anything. I'm now 54. But for me, there was always other people that are more needy. So I found it very difficult. It wasn't until Rachel Hayward, one of the councillors, I've stepped in and they found my paperwork. They was always losing my paperwork. You know, 1 minute I'll be all elated. Oh, yeah, they're going to help me. Next time I go in, no joy. So this went on for quite a few years. And as I was agreeing with your other caller, Peter,
yeah.
The problem out there is that, especially for a woman, is that you have people going around and you're supposed to be seen out there three times before you're even allowed into a hostel.
Okay.
So you have these people walking around, yes. And for me as a woman, I didn't want to be seen sitting around Waterloo or in these very obvious places.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, basically, I'd either walk the street or go and sit in a park, hidden away.
So unless you're spotted, you don't get the help that you need?
No, you don't. You don't, not at all. You have to be seen out there before you're allowed into a hospital.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, how did you end up homeless?
Oh, for me, like, it was just my husband died and a lot of family issues happened. And I couldn't afford the rent, so I was in debt, left with a lot of debt. And it just went from one point to another. You'll find with a lot of people on the streets, if you ask them that question, it's not an easy one to answer. Because it's like lots of different pathways. You take the wrong pathway, you make the wrong decision, you lose your job, you then lose your home. And it just became worse. And then for people to say that homelessness, or that Boris Johnson to say that it's, you know, that people being rehoused and helped after two nights on the street is bizarre. It is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I'm glad you said that. I mean, I raised my eyebrows when I was listening to the Talk London event earlier, and I thought, well, hang on a second, I can think very clearly of at least two spots in London where I see the same people time and time again.
Yes,
and it's only those two spots because that's my route in and out of work, you know. And I'm sure if we all went elsewhere in the capital, we'd find more people who are in the same locations night after night.
And honestly, a lot of them are getting younger and younger and younger. You know, it is quite horrific out there. I mean, I sell the big issue, like at Waterloo. So I always see, you know, what I call them, the cup people, because they're not beggars. They're people with cups. They're young people with their cups. And it's got worse and worse. And what they're doing about the Olympics is all they're doing is sweeping one area up, and these people are just going to another area. And then they sweep them up there, and they go into another area. That's all it's doing. It's just sweeping these people around. They're not being rehoused. They're not being put in hostels. And a lot of them don't want to go in the hostels when they are offered because there's bed bugs in these places. They are dirty. They are drug infested. I'm sorry to say it's over your show. But this is what, and there's a lot of alcohol in there, you know?
Hazel, I'm very interested in something you said about how what they're doing is they're sweeping certain areas, but they're not actually achieving anything here when it comes to homeless people. They're kind of clearing them out of one area and they just go somewhere else. I mean, is that quite widespread at the moment?
Absolutely, yes, yeah. Like, and we all knew it was going to be like that when the Olympics were going to come around, that the streets would be cleaned up, you know, so it would seem to be cleaned up. And because of the the Jubilee as well, Diamond Jubilee and all everything that's going on. So, like, none of us were surprised when it started to happen. But but people, yeah, are literally being sent from one area to the other. You know, the police would come down, and I will say something about the police. They've been really, really very, very, very good. You know, like, they've been very kind and sympathetic. They've not been bullish on anything like that. But they just have to do their job, and so the people are moved on. Then they come back after the next week, and they go to Victoria or from Waterloo. Victoria.
But how does it work, Hazel? Forgive me for asking. From what you know and people you've talked to, and I mean, it's good to hear that the police are sympathetic, because, as you rightly say, they're being told to, if you like, clear the streets. But what happens? They go up to someone who's homeless or a group of people and say what to them? You must leave here or else? How does it work?
Yeah, they're given a warning to get up and go. And, so they get up and move on.
Yeah.
And then, most of them will come back. And if they're seen again, then they get a proper talking to. And they have to literally leave that area.
Do they ever get arrested?
Only sometimes, only if they get abusive.
Right.
Only if abuse happens, you know, if they've, you know, had enough and they're tired and start haranguing, you know. Yeah, then they get arrested.
Are there obvious places? I mean, I mentioned, and you mentioned it as well a few moments ago, Victoria. There's an area around by the McDonald's there on the corner and Victoria Street, just down from the station. Are there in every borough, if you like, or given patches, obvious places where homeless people congregate? I mean, say if you get moved away from that site of Victoria, where would you move to?
From Victoria to go into Waterloo and, down the tunnels. And in those areas, and when they're moved on from the Waterloo tunnels and that, and they go to Victoria or Charing Cross and to those places, because those places are around the railway stations, because that's where you can earn some, when you feel begging, that's where you can earn money.
LBC 97.3.